This is Evolutionary Radio. This is your host, Trevor Caritzen. As always, I have Steve Smee joining me. Steve, how's the weather in Florida?
Good. We have a couple really cool guests ahead today. Tell us a little bit about them. Do you want to introduce them?
So the term biohacker is a word that gets thrown around a lot. These guys are the definition of biohackers. I mean, I just spent the weekend with them in Vancouver. These are really good guys. I'm really excited to get them on the podcast. So sorry if I butcher your guys' names. Jared Dumba, David Limacker. They own Viger Lifestyles. These are awesome guys. Jared, David, I'm so excited to have you guys on the show.
Thanks for having us, pal.
Yeah, really excited to be here. Excited to talk to you guys. And I always love having talks with people who are on the level, so to speak.
We're on the next level, me and Steve.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the next level podcast. It. So the first thing I need to ask is, what's up with the glasses, guys? The entire weekend in Vancouver, they were wearing these colored shades, almost like rock stars. What's the deal with the glasses? Give us the inside scoop.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the reason why we wear these orange glasses, right? And the glasses are what they call blue blockers. And what blue blockers are designed to do is they're designed to block out a lot of the blue light that you get from computer screens, that you get from, you know, cell phone screens, iPads, artificial lighting and whatnot. And what happens when the body or when the eyes are exposed to too much of the blue light, the blue photon, the blue wavelength, it begins to trick the brain, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is kind of the timekeeper of the body and regulates the circadian rhythms and circadian biology of the body. Those blue photons are basically tricking the brain into thinking that it's mid noon all the time. And so, you know, if your eyes are sort of your the timepiece of the body, and you're telling the body that it's always telling the eyes that it's always noon, you know, you're running different circadian biology programs at the wrong time. Another thing about blue light that a lot of people don't know is that excessive blue light exposure has been shown to break down the DHA in the retina. And the retina is made up of DHA, and the DHA is what the light signal hits the DHA, and then the DHA turns that into an electrical signal. And that signal, especially from the blue photon, is basically telling the body that it's daytime all the time. So as it gets darker here, you know, I'm trying to reduce my exposure to blue light. There's a lot of blue light coming off the computer screen. So that's pretty much why we wear the blue blockers, to preserve the DHA in the eye, and then also to prevent disruption of the circadian biology.
Just for our listeners, the DHA he's referring to, that's the same omega-3 essential fatty acid found in fish. So whenever you hear, you know, someone talk about, oh, you should get your omega-3 ins, it's important for the EPA and DHA, that's the DHA he's referring to. Steve, have you heard of this? This is kind of, I've heard, you know, computer screens aren't bad for you, but I've never actually had someone explain to me why.
I've never heard of this. I was actually I was getting laser hair removal the other day, and I was reading this health magazine. They were saying that, you know, sitting in front of the computer and sitting in front of the TV does absolutely nothing for your eyes. It was a doctor that wrote the article. So this is kind of fascinating to me. I love to hear, when someone kind of challenges the bro science and the cookie cutter crap that we keep hearing from the medical community. So this is kind of fascinating to me. I'm very curious to learn more about it for sure.
So I got a question for you, Jared. I've never worn the glasses, but I know you guys are wearing them all weekend. do things look different in these glasses? Like, do they give you like superpowers or anything like that? Or is it almost just like wearing sunglasses?
No superpowers, but unless you consider a stable mood and a good sleep quality, a superpower, then maybe, yeah. Basically, you get used to it. When you look through them at first, it's obviously a little bit different. Everything's a little shaded differently. It's cutting out a lot of the blue light. If anything contains blue light, you know, clocks, stuff like that, you won't even be able to see it. You'll have to take them off to be able to read the time. But basically, they're just, they're no superpowers or anything like that. But for myself personally, the one thing I noticed right away is mood and sleep. And how many people today are suffering for, you know, that turns into anxiety, which turns into other things down the road too. So just those little things, it's a little thing that turns into a big thing.
So I'm going to say one more thing, and I know Steve wants to jump in on sleep because he always talks about insomnia and how it's kind of like the next epidemic we're all facing. There's so many products that I have purchased that, you know, you read the supplement write-up and it seems like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but then I try it and I notice nothing from it at all. I don't know how much you guys know about like fitness supplements, but HMB, that's a great example. You know, I read up on HMB, tried it, noticed nothing. Do you guys actually notice a difference wearing these glasses versus not noticing them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. And a lot of the things like that will be specific to the individual. You know, we all have our own N equals one. So we all, we all react to things differently. Maybe that didn't work for you in that specific instance, but maybe it was, your regimen that you were doing. Maybe it was something, it may work for you down the road if you have, different things going on. There's a lot of things that do work and don't work. And some of those things that don't work, I've biohacked things that I've tried again later when I have a different regimen, and all of a sudden they seem to work, you know?
And here's the thing about sleep and these glasses. If you get a blue photon in your eye, you know, when you're trying to go, say you lay down in bed, you want to go to sleep and you actually get hit by a blue photon in your eye, it will shut off melatonin for 4 hours. Right. So there, you know, I would say almost everybody is looking at their phone, you know, right before they go to bed. And, you know, that it's that blue photon from your phone that is turning off the signal for melatonin. Right. So if you have these glasses on and you're looking at your phone at night, or you're looking at the TV at night, you can expect to produce melatonin a lot faster. Right. And so that's one of the things that you notice the most is in terms of sleep quality, it improves so quickly when you begin to block out that blue photon. It's almost miraculous how much easier it is to fall asleep when you can actually produce melatonin. And, you know, melatonin is regenerative, right? So, you're able to regenerate while you sleep a lot better than you had you not had the orange glasses on.
And it works a lot better when it comes from doing natural practices too, rather than taking an exogenous pill, melatonin pills. I hear a lot of people say, oh, how much should I take and this and that. There's a lot better ways to regulate melatonin. Get out barefoot on the earth first thing in the morning before 11 a.m., after 7 p.m., let the sun hit your retina, turn off Wi-Fi in your house at around 7 p.m., don't eat after dinner, maybe just drink water if you can. There's a lot of different things you can do to regulate the melatonin, dopamine, serotonin cycle naturally rather than having to take a pill to try and sleep.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring up the melatonin thing. So, I mean, for those of you who don't understand, basically as humans, melatonin levels go up at sunset. That's why we sleep at night. Then they tank sunrise. That's why we wake up in the morning. And the thing is, when you're using these electronics, they're going to manipulate your melatonin levels. So I tell guys, no electronics in your bedroom. Alarm clocks, when they face you, the light is you're going to see that light. You're going to know what time it is. That's also going to affect your melatonin. That's going to affect a lot of things. So you really have to like eliminate electronics in your room. People, every girl I've dated has had a TV in her room. I've told her this. And they refuse to fix it, and they all have insomnia issues. And I'm in my late 30s. I'm telling you, everybody my age has insomnia problems. problems. It's just fascinating to me. And I blame it mostly on electronics. So with these glasses, are these glasses something that you're going to wear when you're watching TV and when you're on the computer and then take them off?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, okay. In terms of the glass, so recently, I'll get to that question specifically, but there's some new research that just came out that it shows that we actually have melanopsin in our skin as well. So it's not only our eyes that are telling time, but our skin is also telling time. But anything in the environment that gives you that artificial light, that blue photon is basically telling the body, don't make melatonin. It's daytime, right? In terms of sleep, you know, I highly recommend getting blackout blinds. Remove all the lights from your system. No TVs in the bedroom. Having no exposure to artificial light after dark is the best way to go. Me personally, what I do is I like to cover my skin at night. So if it's dark out and I do have to have some artificial lights on, I want to cover my skin because if we have melanopsin in our skin, which is melanopsin is also found in our eyes. If our skin is getting that blue light photon as well, it's also going to prevent us from having a good sleep. Another thing is too, a lot of people don't think about, a lot of people have thyroid problems. A lot of people have hormonal problems. Well, it's interesting because if you look at how far like the blue light or a blue photon can penetrate the skin. So UV penetrates the least amount of distance into the skin. Infrared being, goes deep into the body, but the blue light photon goes just deep enough and it will reach the thyroid gland, which is only about a centimeter below the skin. And that blue photon, as it reaches the thyroid gland, it starts messing up all the thyroid hormone, all the signaling that goes on that's done by the thyroid as well. So a lot of the thyroid problems, I think, I don't have any proof of this, but I have a hypothesis that it's the blue photon from our phones and from our TVs and everything like that hitting the thyroid at night too is also bad, which is why I cover up. I wear a hoodie and it covers my neck and pretty much the only blue light that's hitting me is probably on my hands and a little bit on my face. But, in terms of like the blue artificial light hitting the body at all at night is not a good thing, which is kind of why I know people can't see what we got going on here, but I have red lights on me right now. And we also have our house outfitted with red lights. Red light is the least disruptive in terms of circadian rhythms. So, if you're going to have lights on at night, red lights are definitely the way to go. I have them in my lamps. I have them in my back entrance. And it's that the blue light is going to be in 10 years, everybody is going to be going, geez, that blue light stuff, it's bad for us. And, a whole new, industry of light technology is going to show up. But, in terms of the biohacker, I mean, we got to be out front. We have to be the people that show the way and help and teach other people to do the same. So I highly recommend the red lights, highly recommend covering up your skin at night, cover up your thyroid at night. Get rid of the blue lights and you should have a lot better sleep.
Yeah, actually, I don't even have any lamps in my house. And it irritates the shit out of people who come over. But I tell them, I'm like, no lights. I don't believe in lights. All these health issues that you mentioned, the thyroid. I wonder, too, like testosterone, because everybody who's like in their 20s is on like different medications. Like people Trevor's age, it just amazes me. They're all on multiple medications. And I wonder if it's from the electronics and it's from the domino effect of crappy sleep at night.
You know what's scary is I train people for a living, right? So when someone hires me for a new training program, I have to ask, are you on any medications? I ask for their history and things like that. There are people in their 20s, they're sending me a list of like 25 different medications. And I'm blown away because I'm like, minimalist and like, what I mean? Like, I'm not against modern medicine, but I think it should be used as a last resort, right? And like these people, they're on four or five different antidepressants. They're on, different focus drugs. Like, I'm like, holy smoke. Like, they're on everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, I think it is related to the modern lifestyle is not the same as, I'm 38. I'm turning 38 years old here in a week. And the world that we grew up in was a lot different. We didn't have all this EMF, all the electromagnetic frequencies from Wi-Fi and routers and cell phones and cell towers and Bluetooth and all this crap. We also didn't have the exposure to artificial light that we do now. You know, the LED light when it first came out, was a pure blue light. Most of the lights we used to have as kids, I remember they were like a warmer incandescent light. So our environment has changed completely. And I believe that epigenetics is a driver of you know, the genome and what's going on with us these days. And these kids, man, they're living in a completely different environment. And I'm not surprised. I haven't been on last pharmaceutical I was on, I was 11 years old, and that was the last time I ever took anything. And you saying that, Trevor, man, that blows my mind. I had no idea that's where we're the state of health today.
Next email I get when it's a crazy list like that, I'll take a screenshot, I'll blank out their name, and I'll send you a photo just so you can see I'm not lying. But but the craziest thing is it's only people aged 18 to 30. You know, someone who's older than 30, they might be on like a cholesterol medication or a blood pressure medication, or, you know, if it's a woman, she might be on an antidepressant, but they're only on, you know, maybe two or three things. But once it becomes down to my generation, they're on like this grocery list of different pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, that's the way you've grown up. That's the way you've been kind of advertised to, taught, I think, in that generation. And, you know, it's a lot of people want to jump at the doctors or people and say, oh, it's the doctor's fault. They're doing this. They're doing that. It's just kind of I think it's just the way everybody's kind of came up together. You know, I don't think it's any one person's fault. I don't think there's people out there trying to harm anybody. But it's definitely something, like you said earlier, Trevor, you got to go natural as the first line of defense. And that should kind of be the last line that you fall back on. And 25 for one person, that's a lot of medication.
So, I mean, we've established now, you know, the red glasses, if you're going to work on the computer or watch TV, it's a good idea. Like, where do we buy these glasses? Because I went on eBay and I put in red glasses. And I the first thing that came up was hippie John Lennon red glasses, and I don't think that's what you guys have.
Well, there's a few companies that do it. There's a friend of ours, his name is Matt Maruka. He started a company where you can buy your frames and your lenses, and he will actually custom tint them for you. And it's Raw Optics, RA Optics .com or .co, Raw Optics. I can't remember exactly. There's Swanwix. They call them Swannies, Swanwick, Swanwick.com. There's a company called Blue Blocks, BlueBlox.com, that also do them. But yeah, if people are going to search them out, you know, Google Blue Blockers, and they should be able to find them there. There's different kinds. There's some that look like they don't. Or like they don't have any orange coating, but they say they block blue light. I actually own a spectroscope. So, you know, the spectroscope can test the wavelengths of light. I've actually used, I bought some of these glasses that said that they block blue light. You know, everybody's saying, oh, I got these, they look like they're clear.
I need to jump in here, David.
Yeah, sure.
You're single, right?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay. I was going to say, like, what must these girls think when you take them home? You got all red lights, you know, you got the spectroscope, you're wearing these glasses, you sleep on a magnet. I'm thinking, like, okay, anyways, I'll let you finish though.
Yeah, well, my wife, you know, I will say, you know, I dragged her kicking and screaming through all this, right? You know, being a biohacker, you're kind of obsessed with always finding new information. You're always looking to better yourself. It almost becomes an obsession, right? It's a healthy obsession if you do it right. And my wife, for the longest period of time, she was like, oh my God, now you bought a $4,000 magnet. What the heck is this? Oh, you're wearing these glasses now in public. What are you know, why are you doing this? Oh, our house looks like Amsterdam red light district now. Like it was hard for her to get on board with all this stuff, but she eventually did. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my neighbors, if you look at my house from the street, my house is like red at night, and I'm sure all my neighbors think I'm totally weird, and it's okay though, you know?
So the glasses are the way to go on this. So you know, not to like invest in a different computer monitor or something, right? But good quality, yeah. Blue blockers.
Yeah, get some. If somebody's listening and they want to get the best coverage right now, carbon shades is the best, unless you go with RA Optics. They got the 500 BPI monochrome. That's kind of the new wave of the blue blockers, and that's the RA Optics, and you got to send them the glasses. you just go on their website and they walk you through it. But if you want the best coverage, RA Optics and then Carbon Shades.
Yeah.
How much are those going to cost? What's the price range on those? Usually?
They're anywhere from about $100 to $150 is kind of the standard for blue blockers. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you can, you can buy in multiples and save too. Another thing you can do though with your computer screen, there's a program called Iris, IRIS. And Iris is amazing because it allows you to control the amount of blue light coming through your computer screen. So I have Iris currently on my computer screen that I'm talking to you guys on, and you can control the temperature or the Kelvin of the light, right? There's a little slider. You can allow more blue light or less blue light. I like to run my computer screen at night around 1800 Kelvin, which kind of mimics a sunrise or a sunset. So the program Iris, IRIS, you can put it on your Mac or your PC or whatever you got, but Iris plus the blue blockers, plus the red lights, and then, you know, covering your skin up in artificial light. I think that's like the best way to mitigate this light pollution problem that we got going on right now.
Iris, is that a free program?
It's I think it's $10, but it's worth it.
Okay. I got a next topic. Next question. Delirium. You guys are talking about whatever it is. You guys are talking about in Vancouver. It's something I know nothing about. Give us the inside scoop.
Go ahead, David.
Okay. Well, so we recently learned some new information about something called deuterium. And deuterium is the heavy isotope of hydrogen. So hydrogen's pretty special, right? We're talking about water. We're talking about deuterium content of water. They call it, if a water has deuterium in it, they call it heavy water. Hydrogen has a proton and an electron orbiting the proton, okay? Deuterium, which is the heavy form of hydrogen, has a proton with a neutron attached to it with the negatively charged electron orbiting the outside of the proton and the neutron. Deuterium exists in water in different concentrations depending on what latitude that you live at. The closer you go to the equator, the higher the deuterium level. The further you go away from the equator, the lower the deuterium level. Deuterium is measured in parts per million. And now there's a little bit of the average water at the equator is about 155 to 157 parts per million of deuterium. Water in the northern hemisphere, the closer you get to the Arctic, you're looking around, you can get up to Yellowknife, for example. Yellowknife's deuterium parts per million is about 120. Now, here's the unique thing about deuterium is we because we live in a northern environment, we want to have less deuterium in our systems, in our water, in our bodies. The problem with deuterium or heavy water is that neutron that is attached to the proton, into the mitochondrial matrix, and it works its way through the mitochondria, when the neutron gets to the fifth cytochrome, the ATP synthase that makes ATP, that neutron busts apart that proton pump at ATP synthase at cytochrome 5, right? So basically that deuterium goes in there, that neutron, and it stops the pump making ATPs. So basically it lowers your mitochondrial efficiency, and it can cause things like mitochondrial heteroplasmy rates, which is a rate of mitochondrial DNA failure. And deuterium will also downregulate tumor suppression genes. So there is a quite a strong link that some Hungarian researchers found a few years ago. They found that if they took water with a lower deuterium parts per million, say 0 parts per million, 25 parts per million, 50 parts per million, if they gave a patient with cancer this low deuterium or no deuterium water, pure H2O, they found that it reversed the cancer conditions. And this is a book that I own. It's called Depleting Deuterium for Cancer. And these researchers found in nearly every single case, I think every case but two, that when they gave these people deuterium depleted water, it reversed their cancer. Some people eventually, you know, they got cancer again. It could be due to lifestyle factors, but this deuterium thing is going to be the next big thing in water. It's a really fascinating subject. It's hard to explain because it is, you know, it is physics, and it's easier when you look at a diagram, but you know, your listeners, they should probably, you know, familiarize themselves with deuterium depleted water. It's a really interesting thing. So, you know, the further you go north, the lower the deuterium content. Water in Yellowknife is really low in deuterium. I had some water from Canmore, a spring outside of Canmore, Alberta, that was about 130 parts per million of deuterium. The difference between deuterium or heavy water and you know, in regular water is deuterium has a freezing point of 3.8 degrees Celsius. It also has a higher boiling point. So if you wanted to deplete your water, what you could do is you could freeze it, let some ice form, and then pour the water out. Chances are you've depleted the water of deuterium, if that makes any sense.
Steve, you got any questions?
I mean, can you like kind of dumb that down a little, like
give us a cliff notes?
So basically you're saying that basically the further or the more away from the equator you are, the cleaner the water is?
Yeah, the lower deuterium content will be in the water. But here's the thing with deuterium, right? Our environment and our food does contain some deuterium. The way to deplete deuterium from the body is to get sunlight. So if you're down in Florida, you know, you get lots of sunlight. UV sunlight breaks down deuterium in the body. So does citrus. So if you live in Florida and you got lots of oranges, you can consume vitamin C, you know, to break down the deuterium. I think, you know, the deuterium is designed by nature in such a way that northern folk, if us northern folks loaded up on deuterium, we would be in trouble. You know, we wouldn't live as long. We would be sicker. You could tolerate more deuterium the further south you go because you get more sunlight. But deuterium, overall, you don't want a high deuterium level. Longevity is linked with people who drink lower deuterium water. So, you know, like glacier water is really good because, it, you know, it's frozen. If you're getting water coming down from a glacier, you know, chances are that deuterium is frozen and stuck in the ice up on the glacier, and the water that you're drinking is deuterium depleted.
Is there a way to deplete regular water of deuterium? Is there like a filter you can buy or something like that?
Well, there is a device that is out there, but it's been tested and it doesn't work. The best way to do it is, so, you know, take a bottle of water, stick it in your freezer for 10 minutes, let some ice form, pour that water out, discard the bottle and that ice, and that will be deuterium depleted water. That's one of the best ways to make it. So I do that all the time. I just toss my water in the freezer, let it freeze a bit, pour the water out, and because deuterium freezes at first, the water that's left will be deuterium depleted.
There is a way to do it through electrolysis. There's a machine called the John Ellis machine.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. That's you got to be really, really careful of stuff like that on the internet. People are spending, you know, $2,000-$4,000 Canadian and getting a product that really renders zero efficacy.
Yeah, there's a couple companies that do it. There, one's called Clavaria or something like that. Q-L-A-V-I-R-A.
And then Clavaria.
There's a company called Divinia, D-I-V-I-N-I-A, that does it as well. And then there's another company. I can't remember the name of the other company, but there are a few companies that do make deuterium depleted water, you know, through distillation and electrolysis.
So just to review, I think that makes sense. Just stick the water bottle in the freezer, whatever freezes, it's the deuterium is going to be in there.
Yep.
And then dump out the water. But like, why is that? Why is the deuterium more in the warmer, closer to the equator? I'm not going to say warmer, but closer to the equator. And then those of you who live like Northern Europe or Canada and stuff, it's less in the water. Is that just, you said it was nature, but like, is there another reason before we move on? I'm just curious.
Well, deuterium depleted water, what the scientists found is that it's latitude, altitude, and geology is what determines how much deuterium is in the water. So water sources that, you know, flow over limestone for some reason tend to be more depleted in water. Right. So, and then, you know, because the colder it gets, the colder the environment is, the less deuterium that there's actually going to be. So yeah, that's That's how you do it.
Like, and if you're freezing too, I'm assuming too, probably.
And how close it is to the sun, and there's a lot of variables that go along.
Yeah. Okay. So I explain this water bottle thing. So I just take a water bottle, I fill it up with water, I put it in my freezer. Now, all the water would become frozen.
No, just you want to leave it in there just long enough so it gets just that little bit of a thickness around the outside and just along the top when it starts crusting. Then you want to take that, you want to pour the water out. The water that you pour out will be deuterium depleted. You want to leave the frozen stuff inside and just get rid of it. That's where all the deuterium is going to be.
Gotcha. So you put in the freezer until it just starts freezing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay. Third topic. David, why do you sleep on a magnet?
Ah, I love this one. Well, okay. So what I have, it's called the Magnetico sleep pad. And the Magnetico sleep pad is basically a unidirectional magnet. And by what I mean by unidirectional, you know, a magnet normally has two poles, a north pole and a south pole. But the Magnetico has a unidirectional, which means it only has a north pole or a south pole that the body is actually, the field that the body is actually in. So the Magnetico, was discovered or patented by a doctor named Dr. Dean Bondley. He used to practice out of Calgary. He's now in Arizona. The Earth's magnetic field is about 0.5 Gauss. And that's what magnetic field is measured in, is Gauss. The Earth's magnetic field is about 0.5 Gauss. The Magnetico is about 20 Gauss, what I sleep on. The Earth's magnetic field has been slowly declining over time. And what the magnetic field does for the body is it does a few things, but one of the things that it does is it helps increases the cellular charge across the cell membrane, increases the voltage across the cell membrane. And when you increase the voltage across the cell membrane, that allows the body to leach and get rid of heavy metals and toxins from the cell. As well, when you put the body into a strong magnetic field, it also reverses the current flow in the brain. So when we're awake, the current flows in one direction. When we sleep, the current goes in the opposite direction. What happens when you lay down on a Magnetico, you induce that effect immediately. So as soon as you lay down on a Magnetico sleep pad, the current in the brain immediately begins to go in the opposite direction. So it almost induces a sleep-like or an anesthetic state. Dr. Dean Bondley has recently done some really interesting research with these Magnetico and high-powered magnets. He's been reversing Parkinson's and dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that with really strong magnets. And so I've basically used it because for recovery, there's anecdotal studies, I say anecdotal because they weren't double blind peer reviewed, but there's studies showing that it helps with recovery. It does help with my sleep. As soon as I hit hit my pillow, man, 5 minutes, 10 minutes max, I'm asleep. I never have a sleepless night. So that's kind of why I do it. Yeah. I do it to for detox. I do it for initiating sleep, and I do it because I find that it keeps me younger and helps me recover.
So two questions for you. Number one, where do I get it? What's the price range? And then number two, what about something that I read a while back? And Trevor made fun of me for saying this on one of our podcasts previously, when we had a holistic doctor. But fate, when you actually sleep a certain direction, like I've read that if you sleep facing north, south, east, west, it can make a difference as far as your heart health or whatever is. What's your stance on that?
And I got one last question to jump in. Is it uncomfortable sleeping on a magnet? It doesn't sound like a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Well, the magnet goes underneath the mattress. So I've got the 20 Gauss magnet underneath my 10 inch memory foam mattress. So you don't actually sleep on top of the magnet. You will feel it, though. You can feel the magnetic field. For sure, you can feel it. And if you have your phone in your hand, which is why I don't use my phone in bed, if you have your phone in your hand, you can. The magnetic field messes up with the phone in the hand and all in the body as well. The Magnetico you can buy at magneticosleep.com, magneticosleep.com. That's where you can get it. The Magnetico costs anywhere from $1,000 to $3,500. You can, but you can phone the company and you can get on a payment plan. I think he's selling them out of the United States now. I highly recommend it. It's probably one of the best things that I've ever done. And the reason, one of the reasons why I did it is because we live over where we live in Regina here. We live over top of a geopathic stressor. We live over oil fields. We live over potash fields. We live over natural gas fields. Those are all disruptors for the magnetic field. If I lived on, say, a ley line or a fault line or something like that, I probably wouldn't need it. The magnetic field would be stronger there. But that's why I do it there. Steve, what was your second question?
Sleeping in a certain direction.
Oh, yes.
Magnetic, north, south, east, west.
Yeah. Definitely, if you're in the northern hemisphere, if you're not sleeping on a Magnetico, you definitely want to have your head at the north side.
And you shouldn't have your head which direction?
Well, you don't want it facing south. You don't want facing south is kind of the way you don't want it to go. If you're living in the southern hemisphere, you'd want your head at the south. If you're living in the northern hemisphere, you want your head at the north.
Why is that? And what kind of health issues would that cause?
That I can't recall. I do remember seeing a podcast with Dr. Dean Bonley, and that was about a year ago. He said that sleep with your head, because he is a magnetic expert. He said sleep with your head at the north. It just has to do with the way that our magnetic field is on planet Earth. That's what he said. And so because he's an expert in the magnetics, that's kind of what I went with.
I'm not an expert on this, but if you live in the northern hemisphere and you sleep with your head to the north, you'd be sleeping with the magnetic fields of the North and South Pole. So I'm guessing you would just make sense because you're sleeping with the magnetic fields versus against them. So that I don't know what health properties that boost, but it does make sense if you just think about it logically. It's almost like swimming with the current versus against the current.
It's probably going to have a more beneficial effect on electron spins and things like that, processes of the body that that rely on magnetism.
Steve, do you have any more questions?
Well, I just want to point out too, one of the articles I read on that, if you ever watch a dog take a dump, the dog will actually spin
every day
a certain direction. He'll face a certain direction with the magnetic field. And if that's why dogs do that, it's not just them being goofy. They actually do prefer to shit a certain direction.
Yeah, you're correct. Magnetic field. Yeah, I've read that too. And then I've also read about it was some kind of fox that the way it did it, hunted. It basically hunted according to the magnetic field. There's definitely, that's something for your listeners to look up. Look up what, which way do I want to sleep, and do dogs take a shit in a certain pattern?
I actually had my toilet removed and placed in a different location. I'm kidding.
So David and Jared, we got about 10 minutes left. I got two questions for you guys. I want to know, what does breakfast look like for a biohacker? So both of you guys can tell us what you had for breakfast today. And then talk to us a little bit about your company, Vigor Lifestyles. What made you guys decide to start that company? Where's the company at now? Where's the direction it's headed?
I'll start with my breakfast this morning, and then Dave can kind of touch up on the other stuff. My breakfast is usually very simple, 3 or 4 eggs. Sometimes I'll only do 2 eggs, but you got to get the choline. Got to get that choline in you right away, and the protein first thing in the morning to strengthen the eyes before you go out and get your grounded sunlight on the retina. So 3 or 4 eggs usually. I'll usually do a half an avocado. Sometimes I'll do a little bit of bacon or sausage or something. There's some really good local products here. Drake Meats is very good. It's about 45 minutes to an hour away from where I live. Other than that, sometimes I'll mix in a spirulina and chlorella drink, maybe some sort of a beet juice the odd time, but usually just a few eggs and a half an avocado, and that's good to go.
If you lived in Florida, you and Steve would be best friends. That sounds exactly like something Steve would love for breakfast.
Nice.
Well, I got two different breakfasts. So I usually alternate between the two. They're my favorite. I like eggs and, you know, eggs Benny with maybe some seafood, or, you know, eggs and bacon, eggs and I don't know, some steak. If I got some steak kicking around, that's kind of my go-to in the morning. Or else, you know, if I'm in a bit of a hurry, I got to run out the door. I always do a smoothie. The smoothie is usually a good, you know, like a good Australian whey protein as the base. And I usually mix in some aloe water. I'll mix in two, you know, raw eggs with the shell, an avocado, usually some collagen, some L-glutamine in there as well. Hawaiian spirulina I put in there. If it's, you know, I use some seasonal berries. If it's that time of the season. Avocado, if I haven't mentioned it. What else did I throw in there?
Today? Why the eggshell? I know the answer, but I want you to explain why.
the eggshell is, I read a long time ago, and I spoke to a woman who remineralized her teeth. She had cavities, and the doctor wanted to basically rip her teeth out, and she used eggshells in order to remineralize her teeth. And I've been doing it ever since. So I throw the whole egg right in there as well. It's usually a smoothie. It's heavy in the protein. It's got some fat in there too. Protein and fat is what I like first thing in the morning. Carbohydrates I kind of keep till, you know, there's a little bit of carb in there obviously, but I kind of like the carbs more, you know, towards lunch, kind of thing like that. So that's my breakfast. It kind of goes back and forth between the smoothie or the bacon, eggs, steak, eggs kind of thing.
And what are some cookie cutter, while we're on the food subject, some cookie cutter foods that bodybuilders and fitness guys and gym goers like our listeners are eating that you guys really think we shouldn't be eating, or ones that we should eat more of that everyone says you should eat or everyone says you shouldn't eat?
Fruit out of season.
I'll say one that you always hear about. You know, people be like, you want to gain weight? Drink a gallon of milk per day. I'm just like, oh, that is the worst. That is the worst advice you could possibly give someone.
Yeah, I don't know. I stay away from, yeah, like fruit in the wintertime for me is just kind of it's a no-go. And it's a, you know, that's a whole other podcast. But fruit, I stay away from. I don't like to eat that much sugar. You know, pasta, I'm Icelandic, right? My body is not used to eating a lot of pasta. My family didn't eat a lot of pasta. We eat carbs, seasonal carbs in the summertime. So for me, it's more of a seasonal diet. Whatever's growing at my latitude is kind of what I eat a lot of. Eggs, man, eggs. People got to eat tons of eggs. Seafood is so good too. Like, I'm huge on eggs and seafood. I'll eat as much as I can. I don't think people eat enough of that stuff. And I think, you know, these bars that everybody's buying, like all these like protein bars and all these nutrition bars and these Quest bars and all that stuff. I don't know, man. Like, I think there's just too much sugar in there. And I think people are consuming too much sugar in things that they don't understand that they're consuming sugar. I think you've got to cut sugar out as much as you can.
Processing and packaging too. There's something to be said for that in the quality of food.
So with processing, what about like whey protein and all this stuff? Because it's processed.
I like whey protein. I like it. You know, I like high quality. You know, I think there's a lot of companies out there that are putting out products right now, and they're just putting it out for the money. They're not so concerned with getting the best of the best. If I'm going to do a whey protein, I want to get the best whey protein, right? That's kind of my rule of thumb.
We got 5 minutes left, guys. Tell us a little bit about Viger Lifestyles. What's this all about? Why did you guys start this company?
Well, this came about from, you know, like, I guess, you know, Jared and I have been biohacking before we even knew it was biohacking. We've been doing it for a long time. And 2008 is kind of when I really got into it. In 2009, I had my wife's sister was dating an elk farmer's son. And they had heard that I was trying all these supplements. I was spending about $1,000 a month, you know, buying every supplement under the sun, high dosing, you know, figuring out what each thing was doing. And this elk farmer was like, here, you got to try this elk velvet antler. This stuff is really, really cool. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I tried everything else. I might as well try this. Well, I took three capsules of this elk velvet antler the first time. And it was like, boom, man, I had tons of energy. All of a sudden I just felt like I was primed. I felt like a wild bull elk. It was unbelievable, the feeling I had. I started using the elk velvet antler before hockey. I started using it before workouts, after workouts. And I started, you know, using it for, you know, hangover relief. And I was like, geez, this stuff is really freaking amazing. I'm getting a whole bunch of benefits. I had no idea how powerful the stuff was. So I used it for a couple of years. And then Jared, he actually bought the house right across the alley from me. And he came over one day and he was all, you know, I guess Jared can kind of tell you the story about, you know, so I've been taking this stuff for about 2 years when Jared moved in. So I guess Jared can continue with this.
Yeah, Dave, I was actually, to go back to the dog and dog shitting thing, I was picking up dog shit in my backyard. And I looked over and David, my nice new neighbor, was laughing at me. And he said, "What happened to you? Were you in an accident or something?" And I said, "No, I played 10 years of pro hockey. This is my back. This is the way it is." And Dave said, "Well, hey, I got these pills. Will you try them?" I said, "Well, yeah, I've tried everything that the doctor's given me. Nothing's going to work. But, yeah, I'll try your little natural pills." And it was the next day, I believe, I was at his side door banging on the door. And I was saying, "Dave, what is this?" And he said, "It's elk velvet antler. I told you." And I said, no, I don't even care. I don't care what it is because it worked. Tell me what drug it is and I'll go. I assumed it had to be a drug, right? Because I had tried everything from the doctor. So I thought it had to be a drug in order for it to work. Well, turns out it was elk velvet antler. We started getting together daily after that and talking about it. We started giving it to our friends. We were going out to the elk farmers, to Dave's uncle's place every couple of weeks. And we were each buying another case or two, and it would be gone in 3 or 4 days by the time we got home. And all of our friends were coming back, and my mom was saying this, and my aunt was telling me it was taking care of her hot flashes. And my other buddy told me it got rid of his depression. And my other, you know, there's all these things and we're going, what is this stuff?
Like, yeah,
where
so
did
we
come from?
Yeah, so we kind of got really amped up on this elk velvet antler stuff. And then, you know, eventually we thought, geez, we got to get this stuff out to the world. And we decided in my backyard one day, like, let's start a company. So we ended up calling the company Vigor Lifestyles. And we started off with the elk velvet antler because it had such a powerful effect. And, you know, we just spread the news by word of mouth, and people seemed to really like it. And so that's kind of how Vigor Lifestyles started. That was back in 2012. And then we moved into some medicinal mushrooms, specifically the chaga mushroom, which comes from the white paper birch tree. We added that to our product line, and with really great results with the chaga mushroom. And then we added some grounding products to our store. And currently, we're actually working on developing a couple new products. I won't say what two of them are, but they will resonate. But we're also looking at getting deeper into the medicinal mushroom line because what we've found that there's a lot of benefit to taking medicinal mushrooms. So we're looking at expanding our product line. We don't want to just, you know, we're not rushing anything. We're just trying to find the best ingredients to make the best health products. And obviously we're constantly testing them. So we make up lots of formulations all the time. We test it, we biohack it, and then we go, geez, can we make this better? And maybe sometimes when we find something really good, we found a couple of really good formulas, and maybe, you know, maybe they're really great, but we're always trying to improve on them. But that's where we're going. We're also looking at some of the electromagnetic frequency pollution stuff. We're looking at the EMF side of things. And yeah, I don't know. We've got big ambitions, big aspirations to try to help people's health, you know. When you feel better, when Trevor feels better, when Steve feels better, when Jared feels better, when I feel better, the people around us feel better. That's the real reason why I think that we biohack, is try to make ourselves feel better. And we make the world a better place through the 6 degrees of separation. That's really what it's all about. It's not about, you know, sitting in your basement and being, oh, look at me, how, you know, look all this biohacking that I've done. It's, you're just trying to make your life better so that you can make others' lives better. And that's what I believe Vigor is. That's what we're trying to do with Vigor.
I love the message, guys. I love it. Enotropics, these chaga, these mushroom blends, are something I've been playing around with a lot because I like taking high stimulants. I like the focus, especially, you know, before a workout, you know, you feel like Superman. You're like, oh, the problem is you crash hard after. I'd have issues sleeping. So, you know, I've been playing with these products a lot. I really like the mushrooms. They give you a clean energy. It's really hard to explain. Any of our listeners to this podcast, like, it's something you just kind of got to try. It almost feels like after you've had a massage, you know, and you just like, you feel like so refreshed and like rejuvenated and you just feel awesome. It feels kind of like that. Like you don't, it's not like a caffeine buzz, right? Like you're not like all like wired out, but you just feel like focused and in a good mood.
Great comparison.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, how like you start seeing a new girl and you get a first kiss and you're all like, oh yeah. Woo. It's kind of like, that's kind of how you feel. But, I was really excited to get you guys on. Like I told you, Steve, I wasn't lying. These guys are super cool guys. Follow these guys on Instagram. They're always posting stuff about biohacking. Every time they make a post, I learn something. They're good guys. They got a good message, and they just want to help people. Do you guys got any closing remarks before I finish off the show?
Not much, other than, hey, thank you very much for having us. If you ever want us back on, you know, that we'll come back on again. And if anybody wants to chat more or get a hold of us, we are always available on social media, and we will get back to you and converse with you whenever you want.
Yeah, really, really appreciate you guys, and appreciate what you're doing. You know, I believe that we have to, as citizens, as regular people, we're up against an established health establishment that's not in the business of trying to help people the way we are. And you know, the four of us, we need to keep pushing ahead and just try to make everybody's life better and teach and learn from each other. And I want to, you know, congratulate you guys on the excellent job that you're doing, and look forward to chatting with you guys again in the future. And, you know, yeah, if they want to look us up, vigr.ca is our website. Follow us on, you know, friend me on Facebook, follow us on Instagram or whatever. And, we would love to connect with anybody who that's, you know, that's on the level or wants to be on the level or is above us or whatever, just connect with us. We love it.
Wherever you are.
Jared and David, I appreciate you coming on. I just had the pleasure of spending a whole weekend with these guys in Vancouver. They're a ton of fun. Definitely give their Instagram a follow. They post really weird stuff, but it's all science back. I love it. It's every time they post something, I learn something new. For your host, Trevor Caritson, for my co-host, Steve Smee, and for our special guests, Jared Doomba and David Limacker. I might have said that wrong. I'm sorry if I did, David. Of Vigor Lifestyles. This has been another episode of Evolutionary Radio. Live your life, look good doing it. Thanks for listening. Thank you.